We'll start first, get right to the agenda from last night. Anything on announcements or recognitions last night? Nothing at all.
It was rare that Nate didn't have an opportunity to talk for that. Usually, you know, take 20 minutes on that one alone, but no, said he had nothing for us.
He's going to ask for this recording of this later on, going, who jabbed me and what did they jab me with? Yeah. All right, consent agenda. Anything pulled for discussion on the consent agenda? A lot of items.
Yep, there was nothing that was pulled.
Nothing pulled at all. Okay. Well, this is going to be too quick, guys. Yeah. Come on.
I don't know if there was anything on there that we really needed I'm assuming they've talked about the new fire safety trailer in the past council close-ups.
I think Nate did that last time.
Okay.
Because so I think Mark did a presentation one time, didn't he?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Yeah, so we've got the old one up as surplus property. Hmm. You know, I thought maybe we could set it up as an employee break room or something like that, but I don't think we can. No. And I know Nate said something about that raise planning grant, but I think we're going to get to that here in a little bit, right? Okay.
All right. We go on to the regular agenda and something that we put on the agenda for every agenda from here on out, an update regarding the swimming pool and ballpark projects. What's the latest on that?
I can do that one. We met with Austin McKillop, our attorney. We're going over a contract that we're going to work out with the College Foundation for the ballpark. And so that's the ballpark update. Today, Nate is doing interviews for a pool construction manager. So that is where he is. And we also have done a grant trying to get some more money for the pool that was submitted last week. So we have our fingers crossed on that one.
As far as how many threw their names in the hat for construction manager?
We have four.
Four of them. Okay.
Uh-huh. So all interviews today.
All right. Are they out of town? Pretty much. Out of town, in town, or?
They are all out of town. Three in state, one out of state.
All right. Very good. That's taking place much of the day.
We need to back up just as goes because the reason Pat's here. We had the presentation after the announcements of recognitions, which we didn't have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed over that. I did not do that on purpose.
We had our...
Dang it. Sorry about that. And you notice he didn't say anything.
He didn't say a word. You gotta let it ride. The annual cash flow analysis for the water and wastewater utility funds.
Pat, the microphone. Swing that microphone. It's all yours, big guy.
So that is done by PFM, Public Financial Management. That's who handles all of our cash flow finances. Adjusts our rates, does all that stuff for us. They do a great job. Matt Stoffel is the guy we work with. He had, it was probably a 30-minute presentation last night. Very in-depth. They do a fantastic job at what they do for us. So I won't bore you with a lot of the numbers. Some of the stuff on the water side, usage-wise, last year, starting in 2021, we had a huge increase in usage, which helps us as a water utility because we're funded solely off usage. We had a 7.5% increase in usage. And then in 2022, we also had a 2.64% increase. So that helps our budget a lot. The 2021 usage of 7.5% increase was the highest since 2012. So it's a good thing. It's all based on weather. So drought is, I don't want to say it's a good thing. As far as water usage, they're usually high years. As long as we can handle it, our capacities can handle it. So we're going back. We're basing basically everything on 75 million cubic feet from this point forward. Revenues were up quite a bit. Along with expenditures, just due to the way the economy is right now. Everything's expensive. Services are expensive. On the water side, we are looking at a 6% increase. It's not set in stone. We'll talk about that at the next council meeting. But that's what PFM has suggested for moving forward. A lot of that is based on projects, future projects. We have a lot of money that's needing spent on the water side. Our water treatment plant, which was built in 2006, is needing some major upgrades to the tune of close to $3 million. And we continue to do main replacements around town. South Street is a big area. We're almost done with that. Two more projects, and we'll have all of South McCook replaced.
And you just had a water main deal over here on the north side by the fairgrounds recently, wasn't that?
Yes. Yep. That was just a water main break. We've had five this year, which is more than we've had in 10 years. And I think that's just extreme colds and then frost going in and out of the ground and that kind of stuff.
There's nothing you can do about that.
Right. Nope. There's nothing you can do. We just got to go fix it.
Yeah.
We average 50 to 80 service leaks and between 2 and 5 main breaks a year. So
I had one of them last spring. I did, unfortunately, but it just happens, doesn't it?
Yes. PFM's big thing is trying to balance out our debt coverage and try to keep our rates low. And it's a walking a thin line. They're trying to make so everybody can afford rates, but still make sure we have the money to cover what we need, our debt and the expenditures we have. So that was, I think, pretty much it on the water side.
Yeah. Yeah, with both the water and sewer, they were talking about a 3.5% rate increase. But as Pat was saying, we have some major, major projects coming up. We have to rebuild the entire wastewater plant here.
It'll be a complete new plant.
We'll get to that here in a second. I mean to jump ahead. But they felt comfortable with a 6% increase. Which, you know, it's sizable in any budget. It's sizable, but I've got to compliment our staff repeatedly that they have the wastewater and the water accounts just in a perfect position. We have great cash reserves, which helps keep that rate low. 6% in my books. I remember there was years we did 13%, which, wow, that's huge. The gentleman giving the presentation said there's some communities that aren't quite as adept and professional as our people are, and they've seen rate increases as high as 26% to pay for their services and their upgrades. So when we talk about 6% increase, we don't talk about it lightly, but at the same point as Pat said, everybody's expenses are going up. Just for a piece of pipe that Pat needs, it's through the roof. So the cost to our taxpayers just doesn't ever go down because we're always paying more for it. So going forward, when we talk about these rate increases, as Pat said, we still got to finalize it, but it's not entered into lightly. These folks have complimented our staff again about having the ready cash reserves. God forbid some catastrophe happens, we have enough in the bank that we can keep operating without a ripple for 23 months,
right,
which is amazing. Yes. Absolutely amazing that we can do that. So as we talk about that, I just want everybody to understand we're talking about interest rate increases and things like that. It's held to a very low number that we possibly can still keep everything fluid. Pardon the pun. Everything fluid and moving well. All right. Well, I'll shut up for now.
And everything we do is user funded. So we don't run off tax dollars. So everything we do has to come from our rates. That's just how that works. Another thing Matt said was that he just worked on a town that they hadn't upped their rates in 20 years.
Oh, yeah.
And they had to do 150% increase.
Wow.
So he did compliment the city of McCook for how they keep up on their rates, and that it's very important to do that every year just to keep up on it.
Man, if we did 150% rate increase, I'd get tarred and feathered and sent out on the next train out of town. Exactly. And I wouldn't blame them. That's bad management.
Why would a city do that with all that time?
Just trying to make people happy was my impression. Like, well, we're going to keep your rates low. Well, rob Peter to pay Paul, you're going to pay for it in the end somehow. It's just not financial.
It's even just skipping 1 year of not having a rate increase will take you from 6% to 10% increase. And it's just easier to keep that, try to keep as close as you can to a fixed rate and move forward.
Are they allowed, is this company outfit allowed to scold town, say, shame on you, you cannot do that?
Well, they sometimes he gets kind of
it's a little stern, you know, like your grandmother talking to you, like, I'm so disappointed in you. Yeah, you know, that does it every time, right there.
Sure.
Yeah, they're allowed to. That's what you hire them for,
right?
That's
exactly.
Really hold your feet to the fire.
Yep.
Well, who knows what this summer's gonna be? We always hope it rains to get some rain, but in the meantime, everything that you're gonna need to update the treatment plant here.
The water
treatment plant.
Okay.
And then I'll get into the wastewater. The water treatment plant is you know, 2006, everybody still thinks it's new, mm-hmm. and it's just not new. We have mm-hmm. a lot of upgrades, some stuff that was we weren't counting on. So the upgrades we were counting on were about $1.5 million. Then we found some stuff that we weren't counting on, which mm-hmm. added $1.5 million. So it seems like $1 million drops all over the place.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So
on the wastewater side, it's a lot simpler to me. I mean, as far as their fund goes, wastewater usage decreased by 4.5%. A lot of that's due to, it's going to continue to decrease, if you ask me. Appliances, that kind of stuff, people are really watching that stuff. Toilets, washing machines, dishwashers don't use hardly any water anymore. So that's a 4.5% decrease after a 14.7% increase in 2021. So it was kind of up and down there for a while, but it's going to level out now. Really with that, like Jerry touched on, the biggest thing PFM was saying was we were hoping for a 3.5% increase on the sewer side. After talking to Matt and looking forward at the wastewater treatment plant, that's going to be about a $6 million project, roughly. We really don't know. We're just in the beginning phases of it, and it's probably 3 years out. But that is where we need to jump up. We need to start planning so that we have, like Jerry says, the cash mm-hmm. sitting there and we're ready when we decide to bid mm-hmm. that project out, or in a better place to bid that project out. We went and looked at two different plants. It was me, Tara, Nate, our wastewater operator, and Gene, Linda, and Darcy. We all went to Lexington and Broken Bow, looked at two different processes, is what Miller and Associates, our engineer. Those are the two processes they're looking at. We went and looked at them. And we'll kind of just move forward from there, see which one's going to fit the city of McCook best. It's not that we just want a new treatment plant. There's regulations coming down from the state treating nitrates in wastewater now. We already have to do it in drinking water. Now we have to do it in wastewater. Our plant's not capable of doing that. We're running our plant, some portions of it are in the 50s, the majority of it's 1978. Mm-hmm. So we've definitely got our life out of it.
And I can't think of anything I own I'm still using since 1978. it's amazing that our staff has kept that plant going.
Yep, they've
for
kept
that
it plugging along.
Long. So. Yeah, we got 80 years out of our swimming pool, mm-hmm. and quick math tells us 40-some years on the wastewater treatment plant. That's unbelievable maintenance. That's all credit goes to them. But, yeah, everything wears down after a while. So, you know, we talk about $6 million for a pool, and that's a lot of money, and it's great. But, wow, if we don't have the wastewater treatment plant, we're not going to have a pool. We're not going to have a whole heck of a lot in this town.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So, it's, you know, we got to come up with that money. As Pat said, it's all user-funded. So, there again, that's the reason for that little rate increase and build up some cash reserves, so when we do have to go get a bond for it, we're going to be in the catbird seat. We're going to have a great credit rating. We're going to have right. good bond fund. It's great planning. I can't compliment them enough on that. Just great planning.
I mean, those two facilities, water treatment and wastewater treatment, are the heartbeat of the utility. So mm-hmm. the collection system on the wastewater side and the distribution system on the water side are important, but we can't have either of those without those two plants. So. Mm-hmm.
All right, more to come on this
yes.
in the near
yep.
future.
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go back. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, you're good. We were talking about a little bit about with everything done with the swimming pool and ballparks. I think we covered that one already. Talk about next on the regular agenda on the action as far as action items. Here's one for you, the rocket slide at Kelly Park. Wow, that thing's been around forever, and it looks like it's going away, huh?
I don't even know when that was put in. Pre-1978.
Yeah. I think it said the late 1960s.
Yeah.
1960s.
Yeah.
So because of concerns.
Safety concerns, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the hazards they identified, was kids sticking their heads between the bars, you know. And I had to allow us, you know, one person in the room put that to test many years ago and found out that the head goes in easier than coming back out.
Right.
So, you know, when this came up, I thought, oh, yeah, I already field tested that one. It's time to go.
Sure.
It was a fun piece of equipment, but it's dangerous. pure and simple.
When's this going to take place now?
As soon as possible.
Yeah,
as soon as possible.
Okay.
I talked about, so.
Probably what, springtime or away from the wintertime or some way to when it gets over with, yeah, possibly.
I think so.
He wants to get it out, so.
Quick. Okay.
Yes.
He's really wanting to get rid of it.
And I think they'll take it out and store it somewhere until okay. they decide what we're going to do with it.
Okay.
Yeah, there was talk about maybe some other community would want to buy it, but Nate Mushton, the city attorney, is going to check into that about do we have any intelligent reason to sell something we believe is unsafe to somebody mm-hmm. else. It should probably just go to the scrapyard, I think,
right.
and everybody in their heart keep their fond memories of flying off the slide or getting their head stuck between the bars or, you know, all the stuff that makes childhood fun.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
We're still here. We're okay.
Next up, accept a proposal and quote from Tri-City Signs for 4 entry signs located at each entrance in the city of McCook.
Yeah. We're going to do it.
Okay.
How long has that committee been meeting? 5 years? 4 years? 5 years? The sign committee? No, longer than that.
Yeah, I think they said 2.
Yeah, because I came on.
They started talking about them.
I came on the city council in 2010, and we started talking about it then. So it's been talked about enough. This is a good. It's well within our budget. It's good. The city staff's going to help offset some of the cost by doing the electrical and concrete and all that. So we're going to have nice, pretty signs coming into the city of McCook.
That will take place?
The spring?
Spring, summertime.
I think Perry said 8 to 10 weeks.
That's okay. 8 to 10 weeks.
Okay, very good. Discussion regarding updating the city of McCook's comprehensive plan, zoning ordinance, and subdivision regulations.
Okay, our last one was done in 2013, and they're good for 10 years. So it's time to update it, and we hope to have that accomplished this year. So we will do an RFP, which is a request for proposal, the same as we are doing for the construction managers, and have people bid out for that.
Okay. That'll be coming up here pretty soon as well, I take it, right? Or
yeah, we need to get it started real soon to be able to get it done this year.
It's kind of the roadmap of how McCook's going to grow, where we're going to grow,
mm-hmm.
what it's going to look like on the inside of it. It's a very, very important tool that McCook uses. Not only that, but the Economic Development Corporation uses that for housing studies and things of that magnitude. So this is pretty important stuff. It'll be fun. I'm not on the committee. I hope I'm not on the committee, but you know, it's probably way over my head anyway.
All right, next up, ordinances. One, approving the zoning change request for Heritage Point Addition. Let's take it from there.
Oh, yeah, where's that part? There it is.
I think we've already done the first 2 plots. We're doing the third one. We're changing it from medium density residential and ag district. It's kind of both right now, and we're changing it to business commercial district.
Okay. And you had a couple of other, I'll just let you take it. There's a few more other ordinances as well. Let you just take
okay.
it from there.
The annexation one, we actually had to table since we had a couple of the council members that were absent yesterday, and that one had to have a super majority, and we didn't have enough of the members there to do that one, so we did not act on that. The next one was the, code of ordinances that we just needed to update, and that was due to contractors. Our previous one just had the contractors all together as one category, and we have kind of broadened that into different type of contractors, from electrical contractors, plumbing contractors. There's a whole list of them. I won't go through them all, but that is what we did with that.
Excuse my interruption, dear. Uh-huh. I'm sorry. This is something the city of McCook has to do to protect the people. So when Larry the Cable Guy Jerry shows up dressed like this with a hammer in his belt loop, I wouldn't know how to do it correctly. So it mandates that if you're going to come to McCook and be a general contractor, you have to have these qualifications. And if you're going to be a residential contractor, you have to have these qualifications. Plumbing, same way. Roofing contractors. That way, we're doing our best as a city for Barry Mooney to monitor everybody who says, yeah, I can do that work. They got to come get a permit from him. Well, he's going to protect the people of McCook and say, you really know how to put on a roof, or you're just some fly-by-night operation. So this codifies everything to say, if you're going to do business as McCook, you got to know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to look like me and show up and do a bad job. And so we're doing our best to protect the people of McCook. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt.
Nope, that's correct.
Was there one more ordinance, or we cover them all?
Ooh, the fees they have to pay.
The fee schedule.
Yeah. If you're going to do business in McCook, that permit's going to cost you. It's not exorbitant, and it's not very high at all. Compared to other communities, we were actually pretty low. Yep. So, you know, every now and then I hear people say, oh, McCook doesn't want to do business. Oh, that's hogwash. We do our best. We bend over backwards to make sure that people want to come to McCook and do business. Contractors want to put up things. They got to do it right. They got to do it safely. And we got to have permits paid. That's how we kind of partially fund Barry's position and things like that. So our old rate fee was, back in the 1940s, like $2 for a permit or something. It's really silly. So this is just updating those.
Mm-hmm. And Lottie's our second reading, so I have one more reading to go.
Mm-hmm.
One more. Okay.
Yeah, I think a second.
Take it from there, Jerry, because I forgot to print off the last piece of information.
The other one was the changes to the miscellaneous and travel expenditures that IRS says you can pay your people X number of dollars for mileage, mm-hmm. for the conferences and such, and we hadn't kept up with that very well either, so we just adopted that, and I think Mayor Taylor's going to sign that one. That was third and final, I think.
Right.
So anytime our people have to travel and they have to use their own vehicles, then they'll get paid for that. That was just an update.
Okay. After that, it's council comments, I do believe, right?
Yeah.
Anything there in council comments last night?
As I told Kyle Potoff last night, I hope the city crews never get tired of hearing how thankful we are for the fantastic job they do with snow removal. I mean, we've been hit with 3 storms so far this year.
Mm-hmm.
Good storms.
Yeah.
And our streets within 24, 36 hours are fantastic. You go to other communities and wow, locker and four-wheel drive and buckle up because you're going to need it. The streets are very good. But as I told Kyle last night, that it's a very sincere thank you from the members of the council to all of our employees who are participating in the snow removal. It's wonderful. It's fun just watching them do it. They've got it down to a science. You know, it's like a little kid just watching stuff, you know. It's good, but I don't think there was anything else on.
That was it.
Right? Yep,
yeah, council comments.
I noticed the other day after we had the snow that, of course, on B Street, you put the snow on the island, kind of make islands, and then they put the, is that the Department of Roads or Department of Transportation trucks come in there, and then they put the snow on top of there, and from one truck to the other one and haul it away to get it out of the middle. Is that right?
That's all city.
That's all.
Swing that over back.
That's all done by the city.
Okay, it is the city. Okay.
Yeah, so they have
gotcha.
A big blower they put on the front of the
there loader, you go, yeah.
And they load it right into dump trucks.
Yeah.
And they usually do it right away and fast.
So. You almost got to because yeah. there's no yeah. room in the street to drive, yep. is there?
They got to be prepared for another snowstorm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of fun where we're at there at Taco John's. I can sit in the dining room and, you know, that snow is initially piled there because you have to. You have nowhere
right.
to go right there. And people trying to figure out, how do I get to Jolton Joe's? How do I get to Casey's West? It's kind of fun watching that, really. It's just entertaining. I should video it, really. It just throws a little curveball in their day, and they're not ready for that. But as Pat said, usually within, 24 hours, B Street's completely mm-hmm. clear. It's really cool.
And you got to go from one side of town to the other.
Yep.
So it takes a bit of time, doesn't it?
A lot of the side streets, they windrow to the middle.
So we're okay. Here's where do you take that snow then?
They take it to different spots. A lot of the time it goes out to Airport Road.
Okay.
Area, they call their Area 51.
So. Gotcha. Area 51.
Yeah, that's where they go. So. Yeah.
That's good. That's a funny one. You bet. All right. That did it for last night's city council meeting. First one for the month of March is coming up March
6th.
Yeah. We're into the month of March already. Hard to believe.
Yep. Middle of February, so yeah.
Any other meetings coming up between now and then? All right.
There might be. There's so many meetings on the calendar.
Yeah.
On the track. I just show up when Nate or Tara tell me, hey, you need to be here.
Okay. Yeah. Give you a call, text you.
Yeah.
Meeting tomorrow. I'll be there.
Be there.
There you go.
Bring the Olays.
Thank you for that once again, Jerry, for bringing goodies to us always.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Jerry Calvin, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Tara Cutter, thank you.
Thank you. you.
And Pat Favre, how'd you like it? On a rate, on a scale of one to 10 today, how'd it go?
Five.
I thought you did 10. Seven, I thought you did a 10. Don't all you think I did 10 today?
Yeah. Good.
I think we need to have like a water segment every other Monday now for this recap, don't you?
Yeah. You could give it a little catchy title, like, you know, here's the flush. Something.
We could do that, put a little sound effects behind it, something like that.
Yes.
They know Pat's on next then.
Yep. All right. We'll
I think we should do that. Yeah.
He's going to say, is there a little something behind this, maybe? Thanks for coming by, sir.
Yes, no problem. Thank you.